This is CliffCentral.com.
It's time for Anthea, everybody. Yes, she does so hard for it, honey. Oh, she works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. Yes, the Money Shot is brought to you by Easy Equities. Are you in hashtag InvestStar yet? I'll tell you what that is in a minute. It's time to turn investors into rock stars. But first things first, here she is, Anthea Gardner. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Very good. Have you got some good news for us?
I've got news.
All right. Go on.
Yes, I do have good news, actually, because last week on the macro front, the U.S. third quarter GDP number was released, came in at a healthy 3.5%. Most of the week was focused really on watching Donald Trump, President Trump, tweet, because we were all waiting to see insights because it was the G20 meeting this week.
Everything's weekend. Great. It's terrific.
And what I'm going to impose sanctions on China. That's what we were worried about.
Yeah.
And so they met on Saturday, they met at the G20 mm-hmm. on Saturday, President Xi Jinping and President Donald Trump. And they agreed that Trump would not impose further tariffs on China. And China would continue to buy goods from the U.S. Well, hey, all's good.
Yeah, but this is what... Look, this is a big move because, really, China had a deal that suited them. And America just complied with the Chinese deal for such a long time, as if there was no alternative. Trump decided, no, hell with that. I'm gonna make sure that America gets a good deal, too. And that's more or less what he's tried to negotiate for.
So you're making China sound like the big bad wolf.
Yeah.
Because... There are how many? A billion people? Mm-hmm. Yeah, a billion people. And they've got spending power. And if you want to build a company, you want those people to be buying your goods, right? But hang on, because America was a strong superpower at one stage, apparently still is.
Still is.
And so they did exactly the same. You know, it's no different, really.
But that's how deals work. It's power play.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly what it is. And then in addition, last night, China announced that they were cutting their margin requirement for stock index futures. And in normal person speak, basically, they've made it easier to buy into the stock market with less capital. So the good news is, I think today, because of that combination of what happened this weekend, I think the stock market's going to have a nice little rally.
Yay.
So if you do want to become a hashtag invest star, then I think, you know, get in early today because chances are the market will rally.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that in a second and explain to you what we're doing there. Yeah.
And then on the local macro front, South African business confidence came in last week, fell for the third straight quarter to 31 points. Then that was the fourth quarter number, and the third quarter before that was 34 points. So you can see it's dropping further below this kind of essential 50 mark, which... is the difference between negative and positive below 50, obviously being negative a reading. And then, of course, you would have seen the headlines highlighting that it's the lowest level since the second quarter of 2017 when former President Jacob Zuma fired Pravin Gordhan. And we had our debt rating cut to junk status by S&P and Fitch. However, I want to point out that if you drill down into these numbers, you'll see that sentiment actually improved in three of the five sectors that they surveyed. So in manufacturing, retail, wholesale. And the real drop was from vehicle dealer confidence because we're just not buying new cars. And understandably so, the consumer's under pressure. So, of course, that's going to happen, right? I mean, I've got some good news for the consumer. On Wednesday, our petrol price goes down.
By how much do we know?
I think it's about 1.80 rand, which is a nice big jump.
Okay.
In fact, I think 2 weeks ago I calculated, and we spoke about it 2 weeks ago, we said that we were collecting 2.40 rand in excess of the petrol price. When you take the rand, dollar exchange rate, and the oil price into consideration, we were actually, the real petrol price was 2.40 rand than we were paying.
2.40 rand less?
More. We were paying more for petrol than it was being priced at considering where the rand and the oil price were.
Yeah, I remember you predicted it, and we all kind of went, oh, I don't know.
And we got it.
Yeah, well done.
So you got to listen to Anthea. All right.
Thank you. And then also consumer confidence was released and also very disappointing. But I think what's happened is that consumer confidence, we had Ramaphosa earlier this year, and consumer confidence was very buoyed, and then nothing really happened, and now everyone's a little bit sad again, and that's really what it is. So really, that's also fairly predictive. Kind of.
All right.
And then on company news, this is another indicator of why the market should rally today. Naspers released their first half results last week. A really great set of results, quite frankly.
Oh, yes.
Core headline earnings per share was up 39% year on year. The classifieds business moved to profitability. The food delivery business went backwards a little bit. But Naspers managed to monetize $12 billion. That's a big number. By selling 2% of their holding in Tencent and selling their Flipkart business, which is an Indian e-commerce business, which was founded in 2007. Revenue in Flipkart last year was $2.8 billion. Yeah, so that's nice. And Naspers has said, because of that nice little windfall, although it reduces revenue, obviously, by the amount that they sold, $2.8 billion in Flipkart, they are sitting on 8.7 billion rand to invest in companies in South Africa.
Are they going to?
I think they will, yes.
Okay.
I think they're looking... Okay, so they may not spend it all in South Africa, but I think they are looking for the big wins, you know, the companies that can grow exponentially, because that's what Naspers does now. It's not a media company anymore. Okay. Although they may invest in media assets, but
all right.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Then we had big drama again last week with a company called Nepi Rockcastle, which is a property company invested mostly in shopping centers in Eastern Europe, but listed on the JSE. The share fell 14%, and I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, when Viceroy again released a report. I know. I mean, somebody's got to take these Viceroy guys in hand. You know, it's ridiculous now. They keep putting out these reports. Sure, they got lucky with Steinhoff. You know, they put out a report saying there was drama in Steinhoff and there were issues on the balance sheet, and they got lucky with Steinhoff. But they also did it with Capitec and with Aspen, which, like, the Capitec share fell, but management came back and said, oh, sorry, you're so wrong about this. So what happens, you know, is that Viceroy can short shares. So they go in, they sell these shares, and then they put out a damning report, and then the share drops, and they make money. It's like, can somebody please stop this?
Yeah, there's got to be something about that that's, you know,
illegal, market manipulation.
Sure.
So I think they're getting around it by not being in the jurisdiction where they put reports out. That's the first thing. And actually, it's not illegal to write a report. What I'm finding very disconcerting is that they're trying their luck. So I also have bad opinions about reports, and I also put out bad reports on companies, and I also say sometimes I'm probably more moderated than they are, a lot more moderated.
Mm-hmm.
But I also say, well, this company's not going to perform because of X, Y, and Z. You know, maybe they're too indebted, maybe they've got ring-fenced balance sheet issues, whatever the case may be. But these guys they're just ridiculous about it, actually.
All right, Pepco.
Yeah, this was not great, eh? So basically, I think it's a year that management want to forget. In fact, the chairman referred to it as the year of the struggle. So Steinhoff owns 71% of Pepco, which was unbundled and then listed separately on the JSE again. And basically, they spent the year fighting fires, the biggest of which was the refinancing of 16 billion rands worth of Steinhoff shareholder funding. And they had to go through the process of finding new funding, because obviously Steinhoff doesn't have it. And then also the second issue was the culmination of the walkout of 100 of Techie Town's most senior staff. You know, they were also part of the group. And Bram van Heerden and his team went off and started, what did he call it? T2, I think. Techie Town 2. I think he called it T2.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had a walkout there. And you know what's interesting about Pepco, which came to fruition or showed in the results, was that deflation. So we as consumers think that deflation is a good thing because we want to pay less for our goods next year, right? Mm-hmm. We don't want to pay more for it. But actually, in Pepco's case, they were saying that they couldn't pass on this deflation. They did pass on the deflation to the consumers. So their revenue was less because they were selling goods for lower prices. So thanks to the consumer, but if you're a shareholder, not so great. I mean, turnover rose by 10.9 billion rand. 64.2 billion rand, which is about 11%. But when you look at kind of the margins being squeezed, headline earnings per share, which is the number we always look at, the real number, was actually lower. So a bit disappointing there.
African Bank?
Yeah, so they're
so much competition in banking at the moment.
Absolutely. And African Development Bank are throwing their hat in the ring, saying that they want to become the lowest cost transactional bank account in South Africa. And they want to dislodge Capitec, in fact. Their results were okay. Nothing spectacular, really. And they're launching an African bank app, which they've already piloted with 3,000 of their employees. So I think it'll just be interesting to see what happens there. You know, are they going to compete against everybody else? Zero and so many others.
So usually we speak about saving and investing, where saving is for the short term and we don't want to risk our capital. Money market accounts and bank deposits are best, and investing is for the medium to long term, right, Anthea?
That's correct.
Shares generally outperform other asset classes, but they're hugely volatile, as we've learned this year. It did not go well on the JSE for most of us. However, this competition that we're going to talk about today is about generating returns in the short term. That is called trading or speculating. And you've warned me about these traders, these day traders, over and over again. But at the moment, I mean, I'm looking at the crypto assets that I bought last year, which are a disaster, unmitigated disaster. The only place in the world that's performed worse than the cryptocurrency markets for anyone who bought last year is Venezuela. Really?
That's an interesting comparison. Is it real?
Yeah, well, I think Venezuela
probably is.
Venezuela's the winner by a large margin, but still.
Yeah, so if you had bought your cryptocurrency, your bitcoins, or whatever other cryptocurrency you were buying, and then sold them when you made a profit, and then bought some back when it went down, and then sold them again when they went up. So basically scalping, you know, just taking those little returns every couple of days or every couple of weeks.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda.
Coulda, woulda, shoulda. You would have done particularly well. The problem with that, of course, is trading costs. So that erodes your return. But I think because we're running a competition for, how long is it? A month, 2 months?
Yeah, it's until the middle of January.
Okay, so let's say a month and a half. And because Easy Equities, the costs are so low for trading, I think it's the perfect platform and it'll be so much fun. So what you need to do is choose shares that you think are going to benefit in the next month and a half. In other words, which shares are going to benefit from the Christmas rally? Now think about that. Where do you spend your money at Christmas? Clothing shops, food retailers, gift shops.
Sure.
That sort of thing. And then hopefully in January, what they'll do is put out a trading statement saying, oh, sales were fantastic and the share will jump. That's right. Kind of where you want to go, right?
Okay.
The other thing to look out for is corporate actions, but they're so difficult to predict. You know, it would be great if you bought Naspers shares and Naspers said, we're buying Cliff Central and its earnings accretive by, you know, 10 Rand a share or something. That would be fantastic, right? But we don't know if they're going to do that. And they generally won't tell us until the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But this is how you make those quick wins.
That's right. Okay. And so that's why this competition really is about choosing stocks which you're comfortable with, which you're happy with, and that are not going to go down over this period. And in fact, hopefully will jump. So if you think the market, and we do have some naysayers, you think the market's going to go down between now and the 15th of January, in fact, what you should be doing is buying yielding assets or dividend-paying assets, so a bond or an ETF on bonds or some property shares maybe, where the dividend yield is kind of set for the year almost, and you will make a positive return, or in some sort of money market instrument.
All right, so what we're basically doing is we're launching a new kind of way to trade. Rock stars are everywhere, but you probably haven't heard of an InvestStar. InvestStar, you get it? Investor. You can be an InvestStar by simply registering on hashtag invest with Easy Equities, who will kickstart your investment journey with 50 Rand. So they'll throw in 50 bucks, depending on how much you want to get involved. Use your demo account and build a portfolio of stocks. So it's only going to run for a month and a bit. And if you get in there now, the highest rate of return wins 5,000 Rand into the invest portfolio of their choice. So, in other words, if you perform the best, you get the kudos. We'll all talk about you. You become famous. You become well-known as an amateur investor who's managed to make it work for them. You've managed to call the right stocks. Anthea will be impressed. I'll be impressed. We'll all be impressed. And then you also get 5,000 Rand into that portfolio. That'll help boost your investment
too. Actually, that'll be into one of our hashtag invest portfolios that I manage, one of the four.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So okay. I'll manage the 5,000 Rand for you unless you really want to manage it on your own. Because that'll be investing and that'll be for the long term. Whereas this will be a nice trading, fun exercise.
All right. So let's see. You think you're good at this?
I was about to ask, do you need to know what you're doing? Can anyone do it?
I think you need a combination of some skill and some luck.
So I think what we'll do, what we should do maybe, is every week for the next month and a half, give tips. How's that?
All right.
So listen in every Monday.
Very good.
And I think Naspers will run today.
All right. There's your first tip. T's and C's apply. Find out more at cliffcentral.com. You can find the link there and everything else that you need. The Money Shot is brought to you by Easy Equities. Are you ready to rock investing with hashtag invest? Go to cliffcentral.com and follow The Money Shot with Anthea for more. Very good. All right, Anthea, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. I look forward to hearing which stocks you've chosen next week.
Indeed. We will we'll talk about this again in a week's time.
This is cliffcentral.com.